First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. J. McCormick Crowley's piece, marking August as the cruelest month, ends with words of encouragement.
T.S. Eliot's lines about April being the cruelest month might easily be applied to August. So much history of violence, despair, and hope has surged through centuries of sun-drenched August days. A quick skimming of celebrations and sorrows bring up the ancient pagan feast of Lunasar, significant national days for the Swiss, Bolivians, Indians, Pakistani, statehood for Hawaii, and unfortunately far too many battles in too many wars. In the USA, groups of citizens from Nevada to New Hampshire mark August 6th and 9th, those cataclysmic days when our atomic bombs reduced the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to rubble. That memory of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, of people riddled by cancer from H-bomb tests, the downwinders of Nevada, the plight of those living near nuclear weapons factories, and those GIs used to test bombs' effects steers us. However, as Rabbi Warschau said, a new commitment to bring days of peace and justice can emerge from the worst violence. It is not automatic. We must choose.
This piece is dedicated to the memory of Jane McCormick Crowley, whose gentle voice always promoted peace. An activist all her life, you could often find her standing in silence with the women in black on the Pacific Garden Mall. Jane's other pieces can be heard at ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.